Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shmini, starting Aloch Gimel in the bottom Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah, Yimir Lebono Avarini Sheichet HaPesach HaMinad Mishi HaLeh Mikem Rishin Yerushalayim. And a father goes and shechs the Korban Pesach and says, I'm shechting this Korban for one of my children, the one who's going to be first to get to Yerushalayim. Kevan sheichlis arishon roish of ruber. The minute the first one reaches Yerushalayim and puts most of his body into Yerushalayim, zocho bechelkoi. So he is the one who zoich in the Korban Pesach. Umezakes echav imoy, and he will give his brothers their portions as well. So we'll see in the Gemara that the father here did not actually mean to appoint one brother over the others. He was just doing to mizarez them to make them rush, get quicker to Yerushalayim. You cannot be appointed to Korban Pesach. You need to have at least a kazayis for each one to eat. If there's too many members and each one gets less than a kazayis, they cannot appoint these members. You could be appointed or get removed from a Korban Pesach, from being a member of a Korban Pesach, until Shechitu. You could still remove yourself from being a Korban Pesach until you throw the blood. But he does agree that you can't appoint yourself a Korban Pesach after Shechita. So everybody agrees that you can appoint the Korban Pesach until Shechita and not more, but to remove oneself from Korban Pesach, Shimon always can continue and decide not to be a member until Zrika. So the one by Yochanan, the Mishnah is not talking about it. He says, I'm shechting the Korban Pesach for one of you. Because if so, how can the brother appoint other brothers once Shechita already happened? You cannot be appointed a Korban Pesach once the Shechita happened. Ela ha'reini mafrish. He says, I'm separating this carbon on the first brother that goes in. Once he goes in and he becomes the owner of the carbon, he can add his brothers to it. V'lama taniso ha'reini shoichet. So why does the Mishnah say ha'reini shoichet? Mashma, he is shechting on one. B'shvi lezar. So he's just trying to encourage his kids to get quicker to Yerushalayim. So he says, the first one who gets there, the shechita is on him. It doesn't mean really shechita, it means more afresh. It means just appointing him to be the owner of the carbon. Continues the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph on top. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Rishayo Tnai Beis Dinu Sheze Mafrish Es Pischoi Veze Mafrish Es Meoisof. Memane Oisof Sheloi Vamois Yoitzim Lechulim Meilem. What does it mean? The Gemara tries to explain what we said, that people can appoint their friends on Korban Pesach until Shechita. But how does that work? One purchased the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach now is Kodesh. It belongs to Hegdish. His friend put money aside and said, this money is going to be dedicated for Korban Pesach. So you have a korban who's Kodesh, you have money which is Kodesh. How can you exchange the two and make somebody a owner of this Korban Pesach? How can one give up part of the portion of Korban Pesach that doesn't belong to him, belongs to Hegdish? And how can his friend use the money which already belongs to Hegdish to be appointed to Korban Pesach? So the Gemara tells us that the Tanai based in this works. And the way it works is that the owner of the Korban Pesach could take out a portion, give it to his friend for the money of his friend, and that money will turn to be chulin in the hand of the seller. Now basically, this exchange works. So he asks the Gemara, how exactly does it work? Two different options the Gemara gives us. Option one is, ma yoritze l'chulin v'choyz v'kodesh. Don't we say really the Korban Pesach is completely kodesh? But now basically is, that you could take out part of the Korban Pesach and make it chulin, and Mimelo, when his friend comes, gives him the money which is Kodesh, it will be an even exchange. The Korban, which is that portion which is chulin, will become Kodesh in lieu of the money, and the money will be Yitzel Chulin. Or another option, the Kach Hikdu Shoy Mish'ah Rishoyna. Meaning, when a person puts money aside for Korban Pesach, his mindset is that the Tanai Basin is that his mindset is. That this money can become chulin when you find a Korban Pesach. He's as if he conditioned the Mois to say, this Mois I'm putting for Korban Pesach, that when I find a Korban Pesach, it will be chulin, and with the chulin I can come and buy the Korban Pesach of my friend. Is the Korban Pesach going to become chulin, or the money becomes chulin? Man nafik b'benin, what's the difference between the two explanations? Says the Gemara, Yifrish me'am money l'pischoi v'imnau soy al chamishim. He put $100 aside for Korban Pesach. And then when he found the Korban Pesach, he found the cheaper one. He found one for $50. And we use the gears of Rab Chaim. In Tema Yoytze L'chulin V'choz V'kodesh. He would tell me that the Korban itself goes out to Chulin and becomes Kodesh again. Sharam Mois Hegdishim. So meaning even something in the korban, you take the korban and you make the korban into chulin, how much is the worth of the korban? $50. So he's taking now $100 of Hegdish to buy $50 of korban. Only $50 works, the other $50 are not. So the $100 this person put aside, $50 will be used for, will be exchanged with his korban chulin, and $50 will remain kodesh. In Tamer Lekach Hegdishim Shom Shoino, but if you say that that's the condition of the mois, that when I find a Korban Pesach, all these mois will turn to be chulin. Shar mois chulin him. If the Tnai Pesin is that the money that I put aside for Korban Pesach will turn, will convert to chulin when I find the Korban Pesach, so even though the Korban Pesach is worth less than the money, still all the money converts to be chulin. Rav Yaakov Baracho Mashmuel Ba'abo Boy. He asked a question, and seemingly it's a question in both options. Hago Atzvacha, think to yourself, Shehim Nusoy Alchino. According to you, the Tnai Pesin has to work that the Kodesh turns to be Chulin, that's the only way you could do that exchange. Could someone appoint his friend on a Korban Pesach Bechina for free without any exchange of money? The Gemara understands that clearly yes. But if you're saying that you need to convert the Pesach to Chulin or the money back to Chulin, here there's no money. So you see, for me, it doesn't work this way. The way it works is when a person has a Korban Pesach, it's as if he conditions that anybody who wants to appoint to the Korban Pesach, he could come and join into the Korban Pesach that he's Magdish. Continues the Gemara and says, I write from Rabbanon that there's no chulin, karma doesn't become chulin, then becomes Kodesh again, like one of the options that we said before. Talmud didn't even learn over there. If a person went and paid a zoyna, he paid it with money, not with items. So that money can be used for korbanos. But if he gave her yenos, wine, shmonim, oil, saltos, flour, or anything else that goes itself on the mizbeach, also that's the issur d'oraisa of esna. And esna means a payment of a zoyna cannot be going on the mizbeach. Using here the girsa of Chaim to add a sentence, nosan la mugdoshim mutar. If he gave her as a payment something which is already hegdish, then it's mutar. Now, what will be the case he gave you Hegdish? Hegdish is not his. Says the Gemara, Moshe Melokish Oma, Bimimani Oiso al Pischoi Vachagigosu. He joins her on his Korban Pesach, or his Korban Chagigo. He makes her a member of his Korban. And that's okay, because that's not considered that he's giving her something. So the Gemara, Adom, or you see from here, Sheinu Yoitzel Chulin Vachosel Kodesh. You see, the Korban doesn't turn to Chulin and becomes Kodesh again. In Tamer, Shu Yoitzel Chulin Vachosel Kodesh, because if it would turn to Chulin and come back to Kodesh, he also Meshubesna. Then that's a classic estam. He's giving her something and saying, this will be your payment. And it's a chulin, so that's a full estam. Elamah, you say, no, it's kodesh. And it's as if he, when he was magdish the korban originally, before anything happened, he had in mind that anybody who wants to join in the korban, he could join. So this woman is considered to be part of the korban already before anything happened. Answers the Gemara, maybe no. Maybe really the korban does turn to chulin, goes back to kodesh. So why is it okay? What about the problem of estam? Because nothing went into her hand. There was no actual exchange that he gave her something. Because immediately when he appoints her, it turns Kurdish right away. So she never held it. Something which is his, is because she's the owner, she's holding on to it. Now he can't bring it as a korban. But here that never went into her hand, it's not considered to be an esna. But it could be that it does work, that turns chulin and goes back to be Kurdish immediately. Continues the Gwanda Fainav on base. Teidelcho, bring your arayo. The Tanina Taman we learned over there regarding Nidorim. If you have a Kohen who said that he doesn't want a Yisrael to enjoy him, he's still makriv all of kine zovim, kine zovois, kine yoldus. He can still bring kinim on him. Kinim means the birds you bring as a korban. Hi, his friend is enjoying, is benefiting from the Kohen. And it's also because of a nether. Because the friend didn't get anything into his hand. Because the Kohen went to make these korbanis, the friend didn't actually hold on to any item. So enjoyment that happens in passing when something becomes a korban, you see, is not a esr. Ufachos, here the same thing. So here, by the esnan, because it didn't go into her hand, it's not considered to be a noah, which is osr. Continues the Gemara, it says the following. There's a machlekes of Yochanan Mishlokish as follows. Chadon magdishim, chadon magdishim. There's a machlekes, can you make something hegdish or not? What does it mean? One of the kisim in Farsh and Harin, where the kisim explained it. Meaning, person has to bring a Korban Chagigo on Yom Tov, and he forgot to do that fresh. He forgot to dedicate a Korban Chagigo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the same way I can check the Korban Chagigo on Yom Tov, I can also designate a Korban Chagigo on Yom Tov. Shlakish says, no, if he didn't designate before Yom Tov, he can't designate on Yom Tov. So the more is tani tani, some say in the Braisa, what the Braisa is referring to, when you have someone that came Erev Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, he needs to be a Korban Pesach, so what does he do? So one gears in the Braisa is tani tani, he will go to one who sell lambs, and he's going to take a lamb for Korban Pesach. Another gear says he goes to a seller of psochim. What's the machlekes? The gear that says he goes to a seller, a lamb seller, he holds you could be magdish on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. In this case, will be Shabbos. So this will be like Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. He goes to a person who sells lambs, takes a lamb, and says this will be a Korban Pesach, even though it's Shabbos, he can do it because he could check that today. But the Gersa that says he goes to a seller of Psochim, he holds you can't be Magdish on Yom Tov. So you have to go to somebody who already has Korbanis, and he was Magdish before Shabbos, and said this Korban will be Korban Pesach, and he had in mind that anybody who wants to join can join him. That's the only way the person could join the Korban Pesach. He can't take a new Korban, a new animal, and be Magdish on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now the word connects this back to the previous Sugyo. Hadomo, this teaches us, it doesn't become chulin to kodesh again when you appoint somebody. Why? Because if you hold you can't do kodesh on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so what does it tell me that he did it before? He's still taking out the chulin, putting back the kodesh, which you can't do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In tamer shuyitzel chulin v'choyzev kodesh, he also mishu magdish v'tanin ein magdish. If he goes out to chulin, calls back kodesh, then we go back to the issur of ein magdish on Yom Tov. So Raya, that this theory that we had, that we mentioned, Amud Aleph, that the Tanai Beis Din is, that when a person has a Korban Pesach, he wants to add other people, it goes up to Chulin, becomes Kodesh again, that does not work. Because according to Rish Lakish, you can't be Magdish on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara, maybe not. The Gemara brings two options why this Raya is not a good Raya. Rabbi Hananiah V'Aman Ochad Omar B'Magdish L'Mocher. Once said, we talk about that Erev Shabbos, he says, this Amagdish it today, in the condition that someone will come and take it tomorrow. So it's going to be chal only tomorrow, but the beginning of the Hekdesh starts on Friday. So that's why it works. If it's already Kodesh and someone wants to join, then it really goes out to Chulim and becomes Kodesh again. But here, Melechatchila was done in the condition, whoever takes it, Lemafreya, retroactive, will be his from the beginning. The Chorin Omar, the other one says, B'magdish lebedek habayis. Originally, he gave it to Bedek habayis. Bedek habayis means he gave it to Hekdesh, but not to be a Korban. Just to be owned by Hekdesh, by the Kabbayis, which means the monetary value belongs to Hekdesh. And he made it then to convert it from the Kabbayis to Korban, that he holds you could do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Omar Shami, I feel command Omar Magdishim, even according to Abir, it says that you could be Magdish, a Korban, on Yom Tov, it's only by Azorah, only when it's in the Azorah, Mishun Shvus, Shetir, B'Migdosh. Because to be Magdish on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Yisod Rabbanon, it's a Shvus. When you base a mikdash, they're matir this shus, and therefore one can be magdish if he needs it for that day. Continues the Gemara minayin shehem nim. How do you know you have to be appointed a Korban Pesach? You can't just be randomly eating Korban Pesach. Talmud learned be michsas nefashos. Michsas is a loshon of a cheshbon, a calculation. Meaning you have to count who are the members. Minayin shehem mechaim. That's the gersa of chaim. How do you know you could be appointed only when the korban is alive? Neymar kan say it says say b'korban Pesach. V'nemar b'Mitzrayim says, says b'Korban Mitzrayim, the Pesach Mitzrayim also say, Ma'aser she'nemar b'Mitzrayim chai, lo yishochu, to talk about a live animal, not a shechted animal, because we talk about there, then the 10th of Nisan, they took the seh and they tied it to the bed. Talk about a live animal, of seh she'nemar kan, chai v'lo yishochu. Also here, we talk about a point here, Korban Pesach, it needs to be a live animal, not a shechted animal. Continues the Gemara, my time with Reb Shimon, why is Reb Shimon hold, the one can remove himself from being a member of Korban Pesach even after Shechita, as long as it's before Zriko. Ilu meisu bin Shechita leZriko. If you have an owner of Korban Pesach that died between Shechita and Zriko, Shema Abayli miskapri. Will you say the owner is still an owner? Ma meisu ma be mimoshcho Abayli misyadei mimenu. So what's the difference? If he could die between Shechita and Zriko, he goes to remove himself between Shechita and Zriko. That means until Zriko, a person is not going to be part of the Korban Pesach. But regarding appointing himself, that he agrees with the drasha that only while the animal is alive, you could be appointed a Korban Pesach. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph.